Jesse Owuji is an amazing guy with an amazing life story already as he joins us on the phone. We got great NASCAR in town at the Route 66 Speedway this weekend. And Sunday is a big race if you're going out. And Jesse joins us now on the phone. Jesse!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. Congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you.
I have to talk about why you're in the news this week, separate from your profession. You know, for a guy that is a Navy guy who's seen plenty and done plenty, you're just driving down the road and you notice a car is in serious trouble. Pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so I was on my way back from Sonoma Raceway after I had a race there that weekend. It was a 6-hour drive back home, and I was probably in hour number 5, about an hour left in my drive, and saw a minivan pulled off to the side of the road and with a family of 4 next to it. And what I noticed, what I'm not sure if they really noticed, was there was a lot of fluid leaking from their motor. And I guess the motor had probably blown up, but the fluid leaking right underneath that was a small little fire that started basically kind of brewing up. And it wasn't really big at first, but just a small little one. And it just initial thought was like, you know, just with race cars and being around that stuff, you know, the last few years, I just know how fire and flammable fluid and vehicle can erupt into flames within moments. So, you know, I pulled over to the side, reversed, got as close as I could to the vehicle, and ran over there. And, you know, my first thought was, okay, we're in California. There's a lot of dry brush around here. This could, you know, be more than just a car catching on fire. It could turn a lot of stuff on fire. So,
how many people were in the van, Jesse?
There was four of them. At this point, they were out of the van, but they were kind of going in and out of the van, like, you know, they
trying to get their stuff.
And, yeah, just get stuff, bring it out of the van, because I just don't think, like, just from the looks of it, it didn't look like they really realized that, hey, like,
yeah, of course,
this thing is going to erupt into flames. Like, I think they were just more like, okay, we have a broke-down car, let's get our stuff out and call a tow truck and, you know, get out of here. And so I got over there, and first thought was, like, let me see if I can get this van into neutral and push it away from this fluid that's underneath it, because it's catching on fire. And we got there, and I couldn't really get in the neutral. I couldn't really push it. And the next thought was, like, okay, we're going to get everyone away, because this is about to get pretty hairy pretty quick. And we got away, probably got a good 20, 30 yards away, turned around, and then the motor just erupted into flames.
Wow.
Front half erupted into flames, and then it reached to the fuel tank in the back, and then all of a sudden this thing was a huge burning inferno. I mean, it was a fireball. It was crazy, and it just kept on having these small little explosions, just one after another, which finally launched some fire into the brush nearby, and caught that on fire. So that was my second fear right there.
Yeah, right.
And luckily, you know, we had already called the fire department and everything, and they just barely got there in time to start putting things out before the fire started spreading on the grass. But, it was pretty crazy. And, you know, what I did was, you know, for me, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, it's heroic and this and that. And for me, I don't see it like that. I just see it more as just doing the right thing. But what was really interesting was, this whole entire time, I think only one other person had stopped to try to check to see what was going on.
It's all of our responsibility. It's like, listen, even if you can't do something physically or aren't prepared to do something physically, when you see danger, it's all of our responsibility to stop and help in any way you can.
Exactly. And that wasn't happening. So, you know, you never know. I mean, I could have got there and there could have been an elderly person stuck in their vehicle.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're disabled. They can't get out. Their motor just blew up. It's really hot outside. Maybe they don't want to be outside because they, you know, might, you know, have overheating problems or whatever, something like that. Because this is the middle of California summer, you know, very dry, hot. You know, it's no joke. And, I could have just imagine passing by, and next thing you know, somebody's vehicle burns up in flames or someone's stuck inside of it.
It's amazing.
And now their vehicle, it could happen to you at any time.
And the good news is, because you were good enough to stop and because the folks have listened, they're okay. They'll get a new van, but the important thing is they're okay.
Exactly. You know, and it's just, you know, just it really kind of opened my eyes and showed us how quickly things can get bad. And, you know, the fire, it's not a little, you know, wood fire. It's nothing like, I mean, when you start having fuel and oil and other fluids that aren't supposed to catch on fire. They burn and they keep burning, and there's not a lot that can stop it unless you have the fire department there. There's nothing else you can do. It was an eye opener, and getting to see it firsthand right there was pretty, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. And then I'm also glad, you know, all the brush that was nearby did not completely catch on fire. Some of it did, and that was the next fear. And if it would have spread, there would have been a lot of buildings, a lot of homes, and a lot of brush that would have basically started another California-wide wildfire.
Here's the thing. Jesse's more relaxing event, other than that, is going to be to drive a race car 200 miles an hour this weekend in Joliet. We also want to talk about you being a Navy man and that as well. So hang with us one sec. We're going to get an update on what's coming up in the news here. More with Jesse Owuji. And don't forget, if you're going out Sunday, hydrate. It's going to be a hot one at the track, but nothing but fun. If you've never been to a race, you got to be there live to fully appreciate it.
Back to the Ice to the Skies Festival in Lisle.
Another big weekend in Chicago, like every summer weekend is, and in Joliet. Mark Carman, jump in here, too. At the Route 66 Speedway, is this where all the good times are going to be this weekend?
It is, Steve. This is, you're talking about action starting today with an all-day situation in the afternoon. The garage opens, practices are going on, and then Saturday you've got the Overton 300 Xfinity race. That's at 3:30, and then Sunday you got the Overton 400 Cup race at 2:30. So action all weekend long. So yeah,
and it's going to be a great time, a hot time, but a great time for all. Jesse Owuji is on the phone. All right, Jesse, before we get into your driving and your NASCAR life, which is an amazing story in and of itself, your Naval Reserve now. So tell me about your time in the Navy.
Yeah, so, been in the Navy since 2010. I graduated from the Naval Academy at that time. At the Naval Academy, I played football for 4 years. But once I became an officer in the Navy, I was a surface warfare officer, so I was operating the ships. I spent about 4 years on sea duty. So 2 years was with one ship where I went on a 10-month deployment to the Arabian Gulf, and the other 2 years was with another ship where I went on a 5-month deployment to the Arabian Gulf. Enjoyed that a lot, and during that time is when I also developed this crazy passion for cars, racing, and motorsports, and that's how I ended up landing, you know, the opportunity to really start pursuing racing, and NASCAR was really the first door that opened up for me to do that.
Justin, jump in with Jesse Owuji.
You know, for you to be in the Navy and to, you know, you played football and obviously your success with stock cars and NASCAR, what was it that drew you to racing? It seems like it's hard to see the jump to how you got from the Navy to football to this.
Yeah, so during college, during off-season and stuff like that, you know, when I had some free time, I just started doing a whole bunch of research on cars and racing and all that stuff. I used to watch a whole bunch of videos on YouTube, like Top Gear and so on, and I just really started developing this passion for it. And once I graduated, I had bought, like, a car right when I graduated, and I started taking that to the local drag strips that I was racing at in Maryland and then in California. And then I started taking my car to some different road course tracks on open track days and having fun with that. And after a while of doing that, I was just like, you know what? Like, I have a little bit of skill. This is really cool, and I want to pursue racing. Like, I want to become a professional race car driver. So I was sitting in my room one day, January 2014. I stood up, walked up to my wall, and wrote on my whiteboard, you know, become professional race car driver. And at that point, I really didn't know where to go or how to do it, but that's when I began putting a lot of effort, grind, and focus towards it. All these doors began really opening up kind of one by one. I met a guy at a car show who led me towards stock car racing. He was like, you should try this. I did a test with the team. It went well. Began running with that team right after my second deployment in late model stock cars, and then trying to work my way up from there. And, you know, now I'm racing at places like Chicagoland Speedway.
Hey, Jesse, one thing that a lot of vets that we talk to say that they have a hard time replicating a brotherhood kind of thing that they had while they were in the military. Does the racing provide a team for you that's that intimate?
Yeah, so it is. Yeah, the brotherhood, it's huge. Especially, like, I know back in at the Naval Academy, brotherhood, like, you know, that's what we called our team. I mean, that's what we called our people that we played with. We were really tight, and we still hold it tight together nowadays. I know, you know, a few of us who were in the brotherhood have since passed away, people that I played with. One recently, as actually a few months ago, passed away in a F-18 crash. But, you know, we definitely, you know, had a lot of, you know, camaraderie, you know, within the football locker room and even in the racing world. But there's also a brotherhood in the racing world, you know, all the whole racing family together, whether you're NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, you name it, we're all kind of in it together because we know the dangers of the sport. There's a brotherhood in the military. You know, we all, you know, you see a fellow service member, no matter what service they are, you know, we kind of recognize what each other does. And, you know, it's just kind of how it is.
We're fast running out of time here. Mark Carman, this weekend, as you laid out, it's a full weekend of activities. And, Jesse, when are you running, Saturday or Sunday?
I actually just ran on yesterday, last night.
Last night. All right, but you're still in town?
Well, it didn't really go that great last night. We actually ended up having an oil pump fail on us pretty early in the race, so that kind of knocked us out. But, you know, the cool thing about the night was we were riding along last night with Aaron Toppin, his name. We had him on the car. He's a fellow service member who passed away recently during, I think, a training incident while he was on deployment. So, that was pretty bad. But his mom was there. She got to see, you know, the name on the car and watch it go around the track, and she was just super, super happy and excited just to see something like that, because one of the last things he got to do before he went on deployment was actually go to Chicagoland Speedway. So for her to come out and see this and see it on the car, it meant a lot to her.
It's great talking to you. And Mark Carman, Chicagoland Speedway all weekend. What's the website for the Speedway? Do you know, Mark, off the top of your head?
Steve, that's a great question. I do not know.
You're going to look that up for me?
I'll have it in sports in a matter of moments.
Yeah. So for
ChicagolandSpeedway.com.
So it's complicated then. ChicagolandSpeedway.com is where you can go for all of this. Jesse, good luck with the rest of the summer. Thanks for all that you've already done for this country, and thanks for stepping up for that family that needed you and didn't even know it on the side of the road this week. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Jesse Owusu.